SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio 844-843-6879. The Tampa Bay Lightning force a Game 7 in Toronto on Saturday. Braden Point with the overtime winner late in the first overtime. Slips it past Jack Campbell. And the Lightning are still champs for now. They have not gone down yet. Some other developments, Joe. Not a good scene in St. Louis. The Blues just scored a goal to make it 2-0 over the Wild. Not helpful. The Oilers, as we know, still have a 1-0 lead over the Kings. 3 minutes left in the first period in that game. Developments in Chicago for you, Joe. The Yankees and the White Sox now tied at 7.
Woo! I got it. All right, let's go.
Am I right on that, Andrew? Because once again, I mean, ESPN absolutely sucks tonight. They can't. How did the White Sox tie this game, Andrew? What happened here?
He's out to lunch.
Andrew's not there. Andrew's probably in shock that the White Sox have tied the game. He can't believe it.
Is he all right?
He had to get up and walk away for a minute. He couldn't believe that it happened.
Between the Rangers and Yankees, he's getting a little flustered.
The Phillies lead the Dodgers 4-1, and. The Mavs, Joe, have come out firing here in the third quarter. Now 66-48. They lead the Suns. Suns want to mail another one in, Joe? They really want to play a do-or-die game at home? Like, I get mailing in the game four, whatever. Mailing in this game is very surprising to me for the Suns. Where's the heart, Joe? I'm stepping up a little bit here in the second half.
I don't know.
These games have been awful. Let's be fair. For the most part. There's been good games. Now, the Boston-Milwaukee game last night was a great finish. Great game. But only one out of every four or five of these NBA playoff games in the second round has been good. For the most part, they've all been garbage. Pretty much.
I agree. You're not going to get an argument out of me.
I mean, can the Suns give us something here? Can the Suns give us a little something?
We're catching it. You talked me into this. Catching 8.5.
Can Booker get hot? Like, what are we doing here?
I got Jay Crowder. Over 11.5, I backed this scrub. He's got over 11.5. He's got 7. I backed him.
I backed this scrub.
He did. Oh, man. Why did I do that?
And I backed Bullock, so I need 5 points from Bullock.
I also jumped on Brunson, too. I don't know why I did that. It looked appealing. He's got 10. He needs 19.5. He was juiced heavily, minus 146. I put it in a parlay with the Wild and over in the Philly game, 11.
Jeez, Joe.
I have it straight. I took the Wild straight. Hope you're happy about that. Maybe we could channel it. We got it last night with the Flames. What's in? Edmonton.
Is it Draisaitl?
No, all right.
We welcome in our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you aboard with us tonight. What was in and what wasn't in, Joe? I mean, come on.
Around and it looked like it was in the post, and the ref waved it off, said hit post.
Can we get Draisaitl?
Can we get a review after a stoppage?
He says no. I think that was Draisaitl on the wraparound, too.
Didn't it look like it was in? Can we see this? Can we see it?
It wasn't in, Joe.
I'll be the judge.
5-1 Phillies. 5-1 Phillies.
Pound them! Pound them!
5-1 Phillies.
He hit post.
The Mavericks now have a straight 20-point lead over the Suns, 68-48. You can now get 14.5 with the Suns. You want to double dip? Or are you good with the 8.5? You don't want to go
double
for any.
Dip. You talk me into the Wild. They're down 2-0. You want to double dip on the Wild? This team sucks. They have no winger. They're worse than Nashville.
They need wingers, Jonas. Look at the draft for the Wild. You got to get him a winger.
They're slow. They're ham and eggers. They're ham and eggers.
And they're down 2-0, and they just put St. Louis back on the power play. So.
Hey, Brunson.
Are they looking at this? Are they looking at this, Joe? It didn't go in. Come on.
Did it?
No, it wasn't even close. Wasn't close.
Here we go. Wasn't close.
I cannot believe that this game is going to be another blowout in the NBA. Both these games tonight suck. Ugh.
Think Jay Crowder's going to step up? Probably not. But he looks the part. He's got two knee pads on. He's got the arm sleeves, the elbow. He's got a little WD-40 in his back. This guy sucks.
Man. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back. Eventually, we're going to get to a couple of these NFL things for tonight from this schedule as well. But we've been so crazy with the games. We will get to the NFL. It's a football show for Joe at some point. Carver and Lisi back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. End of the first in Los Angeles. Oilers on the McDavid goal have a 1-0 lead. We really need Draisaitl to score at some point in this game. I don't really care what else happens, which would be a very nice hit for us. Unfortunately, Joe, you can rip up the Wild ticket. They just gave up another goal. Blues are up 3-0. They're going to win this game. They're going to win the series. And they will face Colorado in the second round. They're up 3-0, 5 minutes to go in the second period. Barring a big comeback by Minnesota, which, let's be honest here, Joe, they don't got the heart for that. At least not what they've shown in the last couple games. They're finished.
They're cooked. So,
here come the Suns, now down 18. 70-52. Well, they were down 25 a minute ago. Now they're down 18.
Let me,
Joe, look, I'm serious about this. And, you know, hey, it is what it is to us. We find ways to keep the games interesting no matter what, as we did here at halftime or as we do with the props and whatnot. But, I mean, for every great game like the Bucks-Celtics last night, which went down to the wire, there's been six blowouts. It's...
You're right. Was that last night or the night before?
It was last night. The good Bucks-Celtic game at the guard at the TD
was
last
days
night.
Ago, don't you?
It feels like it was days ago because all these other games are awful. Like tonight, both games suck unless the Suns have a little bit of a run in them. Last night, the second game was an embarrassment after the Celtic game. The night before that, the Heat destroyed the Sixers, and the Suns destroyed the Mavericks. Like it's been, look at that. I mean, five out of the last six NBA games, if this stays the way it is, have been awful. So, is what it is, Joe. But we got some good hockey games going, that's for sure.
Plenty of good Tampa hockey. That Tampa game was really good. That final period and overtime, fantastic.
Now, the Phillies lead the Dodgers 5-1 in the fourth inning. 7-7 in the eighth with the Yankees and the White Sox. Andrew, what the hell happened here? How did the White Sox tie this game?
Jonathan Loaisiga was on the mound. That's how.
And what did he do? Who did he give up? What did he give up? A bomb?
I don't even know who he gave up the home run. If he, they hit a three-run homer to tie the game.
Jeez.
I don't. People keep calling this kid the next closer for the Yankees.
Oh, the immortal Yoan Moncada with the home run.
I don't want this kid anywhere near the Yankees closing spot. I don't care. Man,
he's going after the best record in baseball, Joe. Andrew's going after the bullpen. Look out.
I'm just going after this one kid because he's had spurts of where he looks really good, and then other times he gives up stupid home runs.
Well,
so I don't know what else to say.
Here's what I'll say.
You can't trust him in these kind of situations. How can you give him the ball in the ninth inning?
Yeah, well, you can't. And here's the thing, Andrew, and you know this because you're a good fan. You know how these relievers work. One year they're good. The next year they suck. Loaisiga was good last year. He's going to suck this year. That's just the mediocre guys. There's only so many guys that can be dominant every year. That's why those guys are special. These middle relievers who never, you know, take that next jump and they're not, you know, they're good enough where you're never going to get rid of them. They have good years and they have bad years. It's back and forth. And Loaisiga will have a bad year this year. That's just the way that it goes.
It's annoying.
It is annoying. But
that's what it is.
Know, we gotta live with it. You know, it is what it is. We're going to press through. All right, so I actually might put that on, Joe. Now, Joe, you said you had 14 flats, so you're going to win that because somebody's going to score.
Yeah, I turned it off. I don't need it anymore.
Fine. I see how it is. You just turn it off.
Here's the thing. I got a parlay going. I got over Yank straight, right?
Just remember something. You always have a parlay going.
Well, Carver, I put in the parlays for the show. I bet them straight, too. I got over Yank straight. But then
I wasn't questioning. I was just saying. You said I got a parlay going, but that's a standard. That's a standard thing. Like that's you got a parlay going. Of course you do.
Okay. So tell me, can I read the parlay? Can I get it out of my mouth fast?
If you'd like to.
Over 14 Yanks, Phillies money line, and over 6.5 goals, Edmonton. Now that one's in trouble.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Looks like a very defensive-minded game by the Kings. You see now from what you told me.
But that's their style.
Right, but what you told me, that's when they were up. Remember when they jumped out on the road, they had a 3-1 lead?
Correct.
Now Edmonton forced the tempo a little bit. They scored first.
Right.
So they didn't have a shot, I didn't think, the Kings, right, in the first. So now, halfway through the second, they're going to have to take some chances, no?
Well, here's the interesting thing, because obviously with you being on this over, it went to 7.5 immediately after McDavid scored, which was, you know, 2 minutes into the game. Now it's back down to 5.5 with +102 to the over. And I'm not going to lie, Joe, I think it's a good in-game over.
All right, so then take
it. I think it's a good in-game over.
So then Joe...
But I already have enough nonsense going on in this Oiler game. I don't need to throw more logs on the fire.
Here
I got enough
the
things.
Suns, down by 20.
Oh, here we go. Down 20? Let's go. 57-77. Is Bullock scoring some points? Do we get Bullock?
Look, Jay Crowder stuck at 7, this hump. He's like Brunson, too.
Bullock's with 16. Give me one more bucket, Joe. He's got 16. Need to get him over 17 and a half.
How could you have the guy that's not listed on my site? How is that possible?
Hey, let me just tell you something, all right? The amount of things that you're allowed to do over there in New Jersey that I can't do in New York, I don't really care that you can get Reggie Bullock over there, okay? You'll have to deal with it because you can bet on the USFL. You can bet on MVP awards. You can bet on the Heisman Trophy. You can bet on all these things. I can't bet on any of that in New York. So
sign a bill to change it. Sign the bill to change it.
Our guy Adabo's taking care of it.
I know, June. Good
he's
job.
He's taking care of it.
He'll get around to it. Adabo will take care of it.
You know Joe's good. Joe's good people.
Joe's good people, but you just got to tell him football season starts in August.
Well, we want to be able to get those Josh Allen MVP bets in. You know, we want to be able to put those in before
the season
starts.
We could start dabbling in the NFL. Tell me why Sean McDermott, 25-1 coach of the year. Like, really? Like, seriously? How is Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur, okay? Shanahan took the team to the NFC Championship game last year. He's 16-1. LaFleur has possibly the greatest quarterback in the game in Aaron Rodgers, right? How is he ahead of Sean McDermott? Explain that to me.
Look, it's a narrative award, Joe.
Narrative? Well, what's the narrative with LaFleur? What's the narrative with Shanahan? No, tell me. I want to know.
They're not going to give, like, it's very hard for them to give it to the team that's expected to win, which is the Bills.
And what pictures does Brandon Staley have on the whoever decides
these
sides?
I don't understand the Brandon
Staley.
The
love for this guy, like every year, Brandon Staley.
It's true.
Who does he have? Can you tell me that?
These week one odds are, this is always the hardest week to bet, Joe.
No, I love week one. I love
week one. It's the hardest week to bet.
No, everybody thinks they know, and they're afraid to take a shot. And data, you know, what is the line on the Lions week one? I'm taking them outright.
They're hosting the Eagles. They're getting 4.5.
Outright. That was the guys a rematch of last year. They played.
Yeah, I remember
last
the Eagles
year.
Throttled them in that game.
Throttled them 33-7 or something like that. Remember?
Yeah, they destroyed. Them
I love the I love the Lions. That's my best bet week one. Best bet. I'm telling you, all right, laugh now.
Dolphins and Patriots week one, huh?
Yeah. Rematch of last year, too.
They always beat him in 16. They always beat him in Miami.
Yeah, that was with Flores. This is with the nerd. Not happening.
Well, you're right. The page turns now that the nerd's in charge. We need to. And Carson Wentz gets to play Jacksonville after he lost his season and his job in Indianapolis. Jacksonville. He gets to start against Jacksonville with the Commanders. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Got a lot more going on here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
They got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Yankees just scored two runs on an Aaron Judge infield single. Looked like he beat it out. Two runs came around. Bases were loaded, two outs. Little chopper up the middle. Can you give me a better replay than that? I mean, God. Like, what kind of a replay is that? You get the did they take the feed from the Goodyear blimp? Can we get a little closer to the bag and see if he was safe? Geez, another view from the top. I guess he must be safe. They're not even reviewing it. Whatever. Yankees take a 9-7 lead. Blues are now up 4-0 on the Wild. So good night, Irene. How about this note, Joe?
4-0, unbelievable. No
Maple Leafs in the Marner Matthews era. Have now lost 8 straight games when they could have ended a series. That Joe is the narrative I was speaking to before. That is why
9-7 Yanks, by the way.
What?
9-7 Yankees.
I guess you weren't listening to me when I came back from break.
I did. I heard it. But they got runners up first and second. No, I know. I know with the Toronto. You're gonna bet against them in Game 7? They're at home.
Yeah, I'm on the Lightning.
What do you think the line is?
I think I saw already that it was Leafs minus 120. Leafs minus
Saturday.
Saturday. Leafs minus 126. Lightning plus 105. I'm already on the Lightning to win the series, so I'm already in. I don't need to. I'm already in on it.
It's a night game too, huh?
Well, they don't have the times yet. Don't go by that.
It says Saturday at 7.
Stop. They have to wait and see how many games they're going to have. They don't know how many game 7s there are yet. So, they're not going to put both games at the same time. They're going to spread it out.
I wish I had the over in the Blues game.
Let's get the Oilers going here, Joe. Could we get the Oilers in the mix?
Could we get points in this game?
Joe, quickly, because I do want to jump back and forth with
the football.
Yeah, here's week one, okay? This is just week one. Most of the books, including FanDuel, have already put lines for week one up on the board. Bills minus one in the Thursday night opener in Los Angeles against the defending champion Rams.
Love the Bills.
Steelers getting six in Cincinnati on the Sunday at one. These are all the Sunday at one games. Eagles laying 4.5 in Detroit against the Lions. You've already made your feelings felt about that. The Colts are laying 7.5 in Houston against the Texans.
Yeah, but it's Matt Ryan. I would lay it, but I don't love it.
The Saints are 4-point favored in Atlanta against the Falcons.
Falcons beat them last year in the Bayou, and then didn't they beat them in Atlanta last year?
I don't know. No, they did not. Did they, because they I needed them. Them. No, they did not.
What do you no, they did not.
I had the stop. I had the Saints under, and I needed them to lose that game, and Atlanta did not beat them in the second game.
So that's they split. They won 29-20. That's what I said.
No, you said they swept them.
No. I said what I said was Atlanta won in the Bayou.
Yeah.
And I said, did New Orleans beat them down in their
yes,
place? And you're like,
they
no.
Did.
And then I said, oh, they swept them? And then you said, no.
The Ravens, 5.5-point favorites at MetLife against the Jets.
I mean
seems
Lamar
light.
Jackson's healthy.
Seems light.
He should yeah, it does.
Let me tell you, I cannot believe people pumping up this Jet team, Joe.
You gotta understand, they're pumping them up because they have better pieces than what they had. But come on. I mean, it's still Zach Wilson.
Quarterback sucks.
He sucks. You know, that's the problem. And here's the thing. Breece Hall's good, but he isn't all of a sudden like this offense, like they couldn't run the football with Michael Carter.
Carter was part of this. He knows the offense already. He was part of it last year. I don't think Hall's just going in there and getting all the carries. That's not happening. And no. I don't think their defense is that good either. So I'm on the Ravens.
Their front seven is not that good. I know Jermaine Johnson comes there. I would lay the 5.5 with the Ravens. It's got to all come down to Lamar. Is he healthy? Is he 100% healthy in that game? I would lay it. He probably runs for 200 in that game.
Dolphins minus 2.5 at home against the Patriots.
I can't take it. I can't. I'm a Dolphin fan.
Well, I mean, we're not taking anything right now.
I know, but I'm just early looks. I would take the Patriots. You're talking about Bill Belichick against rookie coaches.
Yeah, that's one thing we got to factor in here. This is the nerd's first game is against Belichick. That's probably not the best thing for him. The Browns minus 4 in Carolina against the Panthers.
I would lay it.
Now, well, remember something here. Caveat, Joe. We don't know if Watson will be playing or not.
True, but who's
we
the quarterback
have no
for
idea.
Carolina?
Edmonton goal. Edmonton goal.
There
Edmonton
we go.
Goal.
Let's
Edmonton
get some
goal.
Scoring here.
Evander
Let's
Kane.
Open up the floodgates.
Makes it 2-0. We need Draisaitl, Joe. Come on.
Come on, Draisaitl. Come on, Draisaitl.
That'd be such a big hit for me if we can get Draisaitl a goal here.
Evander Kane. Look at that guy, huh?
Oh, off of. Ooh. There you go. Right. Yeah, so be careful with anything with the Browns. And that includes futures or anything else because.
Because we don't know who's starting. And
you don't know if it's really four starting. Games, six games, eight games, 10 games, no games. Nobody has any idea what's going to go on with that guy.
I have
the Niners are 6.5-point favorites in Chicago against the Bears.
I'm going to take the 6.5 with Justin Fields. I'm not sold on Trey
Enjoy.
Lance.
I probably will as well, but obviously I'm not playing any of these games right now.
We could talk about who we like.
No, I know that. Well, listen, these are first times we're getting to look at some NFL lines for next season. So, of course, we're interested, but I'm not personally playing any of them right now.
Okay. Got it.
Washington minus 4 against Jacksonville. Before we went to break, I gave you the note. Wentz, the Indy career ended in Jacksonville, losing that awful game. Now he gets to play Jacksonville first game out with Washington. Good for him.
Nah, I don't like
four it. Games at 4:25 on week one, Joe. The Giants are in Tennessee against the Titans, getting 6.5.
Love the Titans. Love the Titans. I'm laying it. I don't care. Up to 7.5, I'd lay it.
Raiders are getting 4 in L.A. against the Chargers.
I'm taking McDaniels. I'm not sold on Staley. I think Staley overhyped, overrated. He sucks. I think the defense is overrated. Khalil Mack is old. He's regressing. You think he's all of a sudden going to transform this defense? He regressed from 3 years ago when the Raiders traded his ass to Chicago. After year one, it's been all downhill. Enough already about Derwin James and Bosa and this top 10 defense. What happened when Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce lit that defense up? What happened then? What happened when Ben Roethlisberger lit them up in the Sunday night game when they trailed 41-37 when they were up 17? Where was that great defense then?
The Yankees now have an 11-7 lead. As they've busted it back open, Giancarlo Stanton, what a night for him. He just drove in two more. So, Andrew, what is that, eight? Was that, he's have 2 3-run homers and that two RBI, or was that a 2-run homer, his second one? How many RBI has Stanton got?
I think it's six, because he had the Yankees. Josh Donaldson just hit a home run, too.
Jeez. So, 14-7.
Hey, Joe, Yankees, I think you're over. Lead. I think you're overhit.
Hit the over, all right.
Yeah, nice. Just saying. How about Philly up 6-1? Pound them.
It's a good spot for Philly tonight. Dodgers coming back from the East Coast after losing 2 out of 3 to the Pirates. They got a hack on the mound. Look at Donaldson with some garbage time, 3-run homers.
Nice.
Yankees having a night. The Chiefs and the Cardinals in Arizona, you get yourselves Patrick Mahomes and Kyler Murray, -3 for Kansas City.
Who do you like in that game? I'm curious.
The Chiefs. I'm not a, you know me, I'm not a Cardinal backer. I don't believe anything in them.
I love the Vikings, too, plus the 1.5.
Vikings, yes, getting 1.5. Now, they always play the Packers good at home. I mean, always. And they're getting 1.5. Tampa -2.5, Sunday night game in Dallas.
It's a rematch of last year. Dallas covered as an 8-point dog.
In Tampa, the Thursday night game, yes.
I'm laying the 2.5. They're going to get abused. They're going to get abused. It's McCartney.
And the Monday night game in week one is... Now, I don't like that they did this, Joe. I could have let this marinate for a little bit. Let Russell play a few games in Denver before we ship him back up to Seattle. But they decided week one, maybe because they know that Seattle's going to suck this year. Week one, Russell into Seattle, -4.5 for the Broncos on Monday Night Football. I would have made it week like 4 or 5.
I get you. You want him in a rhythm.
I want to see him play a couple games outside of Seattle before I see him right back in Seattle where he just was. Like, give me a couple games in Denver first.
Yeah, I hope they batter him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, you know that's not going to happen. This is another team. Everybody's getting hyped up about this Denver Bronco team. Wait till they finish last in the AFC West.
I hope Seattle comes blitzing on all. Oh, my. Score! Oh, he waved it off. Come on!
Who? Draisaitl?
3-0. Evander Kane again.
Ah, come on. We need Draisaitl. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, it's Kane. He's waving it off. We'll see what happens when we come back.
No, it counts.
All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
How did they wave this off?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. So they did take that Oiler goal off the board, Joe. The Evander Kane second goal. Goaltender interference.
got robbed.
Was the reason. So still 2-0 in Los Angeles between the Oilers and the Kings. The Mavericks now up 94-74 with 11 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Mavs minus 14.5, 217.5 is the total. I need one bucket from Reggie Bullock. He's got 16. I got it over 17.5 at the half. Are you close on anything that you put in there at halftime? Anything?
Jay Crowder needs three.
3 points?
Yep.
All right.
Can he nail a three here? I got robbed with that goalie interference. That was terrible. The guy was on
I would need to. I really need to see it again. Come I didn't get to see any replays.
That was
of
a
it.
Goalie interference. If there's no
waved
guy
it off, waved it off rather quick. I know that.
Guy has the under.
Very
the
quick.
The ref has the under. That's for sure.
We just need Draisaitl to score, Joe. That's really all that matters to me.
Here come the Suns down 18.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, that's what you said. I mean. We're dead right here with the Wild. No,
just
shot.
Get me a bucket from Bullock. All right, is he even playing?
I can't. First of all, are you sure he's playing? Because he's not on any of the stats that I see for
what
the game.
See, he's playing. He had 13 at the half, and now he's got 16. So he's playing.
He's not
on the floor right now. Yeah, he's out there. I see him.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. But he's not on any player props put up by FanDuel. Not any.
Well, like I said, he is here in New York, and that's all that matters to me, Joe.
We got
you eat,
no Reggie
you eat a,
Bullock.
You eat enough over there.
But why
with all
would
the stuff you got.
He, okay, so this is great. FanDuel has him on assists, but they don't have his rebounds and points. Why?
Don't know.
The things that frustrate me.
What are you going to do? All right, Joe. We've got some other things
too much,
to it.
Too much exposure on the Reggie Bullock points and rebounds prop? I mean, that they took it off the board? They have him on assist, but they don't have him. I mean, they're worried about
maybe it's just
it.
It's just a glitch in the system.
Just saying.
It's probably all it is, Joe. All
right, it's a glitch. It's a glitch in the system.
Yankees lead 14-7 over the White Sox.
Go for two.
I saw some people bring this up on Twitter, and now that I think about it, because I wasn't paying that close attention to the game, but it's true. Tony La Russa was lost in that inning. Andrew, you're watching the game closer than me. Tony La Russa brought in a lefty to face Stanton and Donaldson. Don't understand what you're doing there. He didn't challenge the judge play.
Right.
Like, I guess Tony, I mean, it's late for him there, I know. He probably already, you know. needs to get home for the milk and cookies. You know, geez, can we wake up a little bit, Tony? God,
what is he? 91?
He shouldn't be managing.
Well, I don't know why people were so excited that he was coming back to coach manage the Reds or the White Sox.
You know why, Andrew?
People thought he was cool.
Yeah, old school.
He goes
school.
Off a gut. He goes.
He's
off
77.
Gut feel.
You want to know why he's in the Hall of Fame, Joe? Because he's a cheater. That's why.
Oh, because
how come he's allowed to be in the Hall of Fame, but the guys who took the steroids aren't? He's an enabler. He didn't have a problem with it. Did he have a problem?
Is Dusty an enabler too because of Bonds?
Sure, it's the same deal. All these guys. Let me just tell you something, Joe. This is what, and this we can't get off on this because this is an all night type of thing.
Oh, I think Bonds should be in there. By the way,
of course he should. Bonds, 1,000% he should be in. They all should be in, Joe, because if you're gonna put Tony La Russa and Joe Torre and Bobby Cox and all these guys that managed all these guys during the height of it. And forget, and not just that, the worst of all is Bud Selig putting him in on their dopey little committees that they have. It's all nonsense. They should put every guy who ever took a steroid in the Hall of Fame after letting those jokers in. So that's just me, Joe.
I'm with you. I want
to
see.
Phillies lead 6-1 on the Dodgers. By the way, 6-1 Phillies in the sixth inning.
Pound them.
Tomorrow, Joe. Let's figure out what we have cooking here before we get out of here.
All right. What do you want? Tomorrow's USFL. By the way.
Yeah, we won't be previewing that here. The Celtics and the Bucks play a Game 6. Again, we have a good night full of Game 6s in both the NBA and the Stanley Cup. We have a Game 6 in Milwaukee. Bucks looking to close out the Celtics. -1.5 for Milwaukee. 211 is the total. I think the Bucks finish him tomorrow night, Joe.
I think the Celtics
I'm on the Bucks.
And force a game seven.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Why? Why? They should have won that other game.
Yeah, but they didn't. So, I just think, look, if that does happen, I think the Celtics will beat them in game seven.
Really?
Yeah. Not that the Bucks are scared to go to Boston. I mean, they've won there twice already in this series. I don't think that that's that big of a deal. But I think that tomorrow night's when the Bucks got to do it. They got to do it at home in their house. They got to take care of business. And I think they will. I like the Bucks tomorrow night. The Grizzlies, after pasting the Warriors last night, which was just another embarrassing game here in this NBA second round, they're getting 8.5 in Golden State. Now, after the game last night, Joe, all the guys, you know, the stalwarts of the Warriors, the championship medal, Curry, Thompson, Green, all of them, they made a point to say how embarrassing the loss was. That ain't going down again. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they whacked them by 50 tomorrow night.
Wait, who whacks who by 50?
If the Warriors whack the Grizzlies by 50 tomorrow night.
Nah, I'm going to take the Grizzlies plus
good, 8. Good luck. Good luck. Godspeed.
Godspeed. All right. Okay.
I'm on the Warriors. I think it's
How many threes you gonna back for Steph tomorrow night? Seven.
None. I'm not on any. I was only on that tonight because it was the freebie. That's the only reason I played that. I haven't played the NBA props all week. I haven't been aside from the halftime ones with me and you. I haven't played any of those pregame threes. I'm done with it. It's just wasting money.
All right.
So, but when they give me a free one, yeah, sure. Why not? I'll play them. That's why I try to go big with them. You know, the Doncic 5 threes, Booker 5 threes. I try to make a big hit out of it. Here come the Suns off of steal.
What do you mean, here come the Suns? They're down 20.
Can we get a bucket for Bullock?
You and Bullock.
One bucket. He's open underneath.
Hit a three, Crowder. No.
I mean, Bullock in the corner. He's there. Swing it around. There he is. Shoot it, big man. Oh, off the rim. Come on.
Let me
I can't
just
have
this,
this
Can
Joe.
Can I just say this? They showed the goal on Evander Kane.
It's goal
what a bad call. It was boom, boom. It was boom, boom. How do you call a goalie interference? The guy was on his back. There was no guy. Come on, kid.
Rangers are in Pittsburgh tomorrow night at game six.
Going
okay.
down.
Okay. Okay.
You know, Lou, I'm back in Louie. I'm against Andrew. And I'm on the Boston. We have the spread. Buy Boston, sell New York. That was the bet at the start of the year.
Well, Boston's got to play a seventh game in Raleigh on Saturday night. The Rangers would have to force a seventh game with a win in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Andrew, obviously, you're on the Rangers. You got to be. Are you a little nervous? Are you feeling a little bit more confident, Shesterkin, after last night, or do you still have some worries? Obviously, that he couldn't finish either game in Pittsburgh, and he's going back there tomorrow.
All I care about is the Rangers winning the first period.
There you go.
Because the last
Tom Brady.
Three games, 5, 4, and 3, the Rangers have lost terribly. They lost all. They almost lost game 5 in the first period. They lost games 3 and 4 in the first period. So if we don't come out swinging to open the gate, I don't even care if it's scoreless, but like we need to win the first period. Because if we don't do that, then we're done. It's over.
Win the first period. Yep. I think that this series is taking a big turn with if Crosby doesn't play.
Yeah.
And he's not going to play. And he's not going to play. So,
no.
This series is taking a big turn.
Do you think is Trouba going to get suspended?
No, they already said today nothing.
They already said they're not okay.
No, nothing.
Okay, cool.
So it is what it is. I think the Rangers will win tomorrow night.
I think they will too. I think with Lindgren back in the lineup, it adds defensive depth. Obviously, he didn't play the Vezina Trophy winning goaltending caliber that Shesterkin's played all year, but he did look a lot better.
Yeah.
But like I said, it really just depends on how the Rangers play in the first period. If they're gonna be hard on the puck, if they're gonna be hard on the Penguins' defense, and if they're gonna forecheck and establish the physical game, then they got, that's a good start. But if they don't do that, and we see the Rangers from the first period, like I said, the games 3 and 4, I might turn my TV off and just cry myself to sleep. So we'll see what happens.
We'll find out more tomorrow night here on Cover at least.
Well, yeah, I can't cry myself to sleep. I'll be crying when I'm talking to you guys on the air.
What time does that game start? 7
that's
or 8?
That's a 7 o'clock 7? Game, Joe.
I think they 7. All started. All the games have started at 7, I think.
Yeah, 7 for that game. 7:30 for the Panthers and the Capitals, Joe. I like the Panthers tomorrow night. I think they... I thought this was the other game, but now I really do think it. I think they broke the Capitals' will there, coming back from 3-0 down.
Over in that game?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it, Joe. Was that Bullock? Bullock with a 3, Joe. Over to 17.5. Bullock with a 3.
Great. You got Bullock. Nobody else could eat on that one, but you got Bullock. Congrats.
Hey. You got to fight for scraps sometimes, Joe. You got to fight
Score.
For scraps.
Come on.
All right. I like the Panthers tomorrow night. You know what? We'll talk. We'll come back, circle back on that over. It's -140 to the over. Yeah. You know what I like a little bit better, Joe? Let me see what it is right now. Florida team total over 3.5 -118. That's where I want to be.
All right.
I think that's the play. The Florida 60-minute team total over 3.5.
7-1 Phillies. Pound them, pound them.
And the Flames look to finish off the Stars in Dallas tomorrow night. -170 Flames. +140 for the Stars. 5.5 is the total. Same situation. I think that the Flames, with the comeback in the third period last night, Joe, I think they broke them. I think that this is Calgary in 6. They win tomorrow.
All right. I'm riding the Reds.
Well, I'm only gonna give you the late night baseball because that seems to be all you care about. Anything that starts while we're on the air. Cubs and Diamondbacks in Arizona. Angels and Athletics in Oakland. Phillies and the Dodgers again. Kershaw and Gibson tomorrow night. You're gonna go back on the Phillies tomorrow night, aren't you? +190. You're gonna go back.
I like Reds over Dodgers. Red Sox. Yeah. And I like the over in Kansas City Rockies.
Over 8.5 Red Sox Rangers down in Arlington. I kind of like that too, Joe. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Here on Sports Grid Radio, the Kings are going to get a power play here, Joe. As that is a cross check from Ryan Nugent Hopkins. A little bit of an acting job by Anthony Seau, too, but the ref did call it. So 2-0 lead for the Oilers, and the Kings are going on the power play. You got about 7 minutes left to go in the second period there in Los Angeles. 4-1, Blues lead the Wild. Wild suck. The Mavericks, 104-84 still. They have nursed a 20-point lead, Joe, for pretty much the entire second half. We will get a Game 7
score in
Phoenix. Score who?
Kings. Score who? Score.
Wow, that was quick. Off the power play. This is good. Keep pressing. We want Draisaitl to score. That's all that matters
all right, good,
in this
game. We need four goals.
Well, make one of them from Draisaitl. Kings on the board very quickly off the power play. It looks like it was Durzi who got the goal. So now 2-1. Edmonton leads there in Los Angeles. We mentioned Game 7 will be Sunday, Joe, between the Suns and the Mavs. That'll be a Sunday Game 7.
Let's take the Mavs.
I'm taking Luka on Sunday.
This team has no heart. Do you have any faith in Chris Paul, Ayton? They're getting abused.
Look, here's the one thing. Home teams won every game in this series. Okay? So
Yeah, but how do you?
Suns are excellent at home. Here's all I'm saying.
It's another thing to get blown out. Come on.
I have the Suns in some futures things. I'll probably put a couple bucks on the Mavs just to hedge a little bit, if you know what I mean. Joe, great job, my man. Tremendous job by Andrew Torres, as always. Carver and Lisi here on Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow night for a Furious Friday here on the grid. Have a good night.